holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
Why in the world did Jesus use parables to explain anything?
Be Holy.
All right, listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad you're with us on today. Head on over to Podbean.com and download the broadcast. Share the links as much as you can share them. And why am I talking so fast? I do not know. But hey, it's still a great day, and you still have one more day to get it right with Him. One more day to forgive people. One more day to be forgiven. The same way you forgive people, God wants to forgive you. Don't they need forgiveness? Has anybody done anything that they can't be forgiven of? And if they have, ask God. If they have done something so bad that they can't be forgiven of that one thing, ask God, what should you do? Should you still forgive them, or is He going to take care of all the forgiving that they're going to need? I don't know. Ask God, man. I always point you towards God. I never point you to my church. I never point you to the broadcast to, hey, just listen to me and don't listen to anybody. No. I never tell people what to think. I only tell you what God shows me. And you make the choice on whether you are going to get anything from that or not. If God shows you, then great. If He doesn't show you, then so be it. You know, maybe it's not time for you to learn it. Maybe it's not time for you to get that understanding. Maybe He's got that set up for you later on in life. Maybe you wouldn't know how to handle the truth right now. You get what I'm saying to you? You know, He did that in the same thing in the Bible. He did that same thing. There's certain things He couldn't tell the disciples because they weren't ready for it. You know, it's certain things that I'm not ready for that He can't show me. It's certain things that you're not ready for that He can't show you. And that's okay. That's God's will. That's the way He does it. That is Him. How can you change God's mind? You can't. Unless He wants to change it and then hear your plea, fine. But I don't go around hoping to change God's mind about something He said or His will. No, I just try to deal with it the best way I can. Deal with it, man. That's all we can do. All right. Now, we were talking about how I was having a discussion with a person the other day. They were talking about the parables and how Jesus used parables so that people would understand. And I said, well, I don't think that that's true, because there's other things that are written that say that He didn't give parables so that they'd understand. Matter of fact, He gave them parables so that they wouldn't understand. He gave them parables so that they would not understand what He was saying. They wouldn't understand what He was doing. And that they wouldn't come to Him for forgiveness and get saved. I'm going to read it to you in a minute. I'm going to read it to you. That's what He said. And so, I don't know, man. That was pretty rough. I mean, it is what it is. All I could ever say is that God gives me things to say, and I say them as much as He allows me to say them, and then I cut off because He cuts me off, or He won't let me say certain things. But this here today is something good. This, I mean, everything He says is good. But what I'm saying to you is this is a good eye opener here, you know. So, I guess Jesus was on the shore. He jumped on the boat and sat down on the boat and was teaching the people while the people were sitting on the shore, letting the water hit their feet. Woo. I don't know. I don't know what the water was doing. All I know is they were on the shore and there was a boat. And so there was water of some sort. Or maybe it was. Maybe the boat was just sitting on the shore. you know, tilted back or something. I don't know. But it said Jesus jumped in that boat and was teaching. He jumped in the boat and was teaching, and the people were sitting on the shore, and he was giving them parables and talking about the farmers and how he scattered the seed all over the field, and some got on the walk path and some got on the rocks and some landed on the shallow soil and they shot up real fast. And he was, you know, giving them certain things about the kingdom. I mean, just okay. Let's just start at verse number 3. I'm gonna show you exactly what I mean. Listen, a farmer went out and to plant some seed. He had scattered it across the field. Some of the seed fell on the footpath and the birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on the shallow soil with underlying rock, and the seed sprouted quickly, but the soil was shallow. And then the plant soon after wilted under the hot sun, since it didn't have deep enough roots, and it died. Other seed fell among thorns. And so it's just kind of going through these, you know, parables. He's just saying these things. And so later, after all of that talking, Jesus says this: anyone who with ears to hear should understand, right? They should listen and understand. So if you have ears, then when God says something, then you can hear. He that hath an ear, let him hear, and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. If you have an ear and God has blessed you with an ear, you can hear what he means and what he's saying when he talks. That's why he said, my sheep won't follow nobody else, because my sheep got ears that can hear me. They only hear my voice, and they're not going to follow nobody else. You know, that's what Jesus said. So here he says, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Yeah. If you have ears and God gave you ears where you can hear, you can understand it. Now, I'm a witness to that. I could sit here. I don't have to sit there and read the Bible 24 hours a day. But I mean, I can turn my CDs on and listen through the scriptures, or turn on YouTube and listen through the scriptures. And just kind of like, I don't have to memorize or anything like that. I can just hear what's being said. And then I can listen to it 15 different times, and God will give me 15 different things. They all go together from that one verse or that one word or whatever. And he says here, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. So verse number 10 says this: later, when Jesus was alone with the 12 disciples and with the others who were gathered around, they asked him, what did those parables mean, Jesus? Well, I mean, what were you talking about? And Jesus says this: you are permitted to understand the secret of the kingdom of God, the secret of the kingdom of God. But I use parables for everything I say to outsiders. So the disciples were permitted to understand the secret. They were the ones that should have had an ear. God had already blessed them to have an ear to understand and listen and hear it and everything. But Jesus turned around and said, you are permitted to understand the secret of the kingdom of God. But I use parables for everything I say to outsiders. Everything I say to outsiders, I use parables. Outsiders. Everybody outside of this circle is an outsider. They get parables. Not necessarily sinners, but I guess you can. But, you know, but he says everybody is not in that circle. That they're outsiders. They're not one of the 12 disciples. They're outsiders. You are permitted to understand the secret of the kingdom of God, but I use parables for everything I say to outsiders. Verse number 12. So that the scriptures might be fulfilled. What scriptures? When they see what I do, they will learn nothing. When they hear what I say, they will not understand. Otherwise, they will turn to me and be forgiven. So he gave the parables so that they wouldn't understand. So they'd see what I do and not learn it. They wouldn't learn nothing. They will learn nothing. And when they hear what I say, they will not understand. That's why I said, those who have an ear, let them hear and listen. Let them listen and hear. I understand what I'm saying. Otherwise, they will turn to me and be forgiven. He, fulfilling scripture, told them riddles. See, and what I've always thought, I thought he gave parables so that people would understand what he was saying. So that's why we always try to grab examples and parables, trying to show people or explain to people what we're teaching. And really, that's how it is every day. That is exactly how it is every day. If you don't have an ear to hear, parables are things that you want to hear. I mean, they're just given out there and you never get it. Listen, I always tell people, you can read the Bible all day, every day, but if God don't tell you what you need to know, you are never going to know it. And that's a scripture right there. We can put it in a book and call it the Bible if we want to. But until God gives us understanding, we're just reading. We're only reading. We're only reciting. We're only regurgitating what we've heard. We're only saying again, we're repeating what we've heard. That's all we're doing. We're not really getting an understanding. We're not really understanding what God says until God gives it to us. Now, we can read these verses in our own language and go from there. And that's fine. Read the verses in your own language. Love God as best you can. But also ask God to, one, give you an understanding so that you will know what he means when he speaks to you. Lord, we need a translator. That's the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the one who translates everything for you. He'll tell you what you need to know, because that very same Holy Ghost is God dealing with man. God on the inside of man is called Holy Ghost. And so before, all they were getting were the parables, and that was good enough for them. Unless God opened up their mind to hear, and you see what he says, those who have an ear, listen and understand. Because when God speaks, if God has opened up your ears, man, you're going to be able to hear a whole lot. And it's not going to be a little bit here, a little bit. No, it actually, sometimes it can be a little bit here or there, but it'll feel like it'll feel like 10 minutes, but really it's only like maybe half a second that he revealed that whole thing to you. And so you're sitting up there trying to tell somebody else what you heard, and you really can't say it right. And then when you do say it right, it confuses them even more because they don't have an ear to hear. If God gives you an ear to hear, you better thank God right now, because everybody don't get that. They don't get to have an ear and hear what God has to say. You better take advantage of God letting you hear and see everything. Let God bless you.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.